Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival. I'm Angelo Acerbi. I'm here with Elsa Kremser and Levin Petter, directors of Space Dogs. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Your film was in Locarno. It was a blast in Locarno. It's a really touching and scary and kind of disturbing documentary about dogs, starting from the point of telling the story about the first dog in the, on the moon.
Well, in space.
In space, exactly, because she never got there, actually. You're right. It's a strange content for a film. What brought you to tell this story exactly? I mean, and why? And then we will talk about the point of view of the narrative.
Yeah, in the beginning, we did not have in mind something with space or Laika. It was just the idea to make a film about dogs, about animals, from a very different perspective and with a very different approach than we knew in other films. So we wanted to dedicate the film really to these animals and to get down on their eye level and to like explore their world and what they might have in their life, which is important for them. So in research, then we found out that Laika was born on the streets of Moscow and was a stray dog, actually. Then we decided for the city, because before we did not know where we film a pack of dogs.
Yeah.
So with the story that she was like picked up from the street and sent to space, and then the ghost is coming back, like our story was kind of complete and we knew where we want to go.
You shot for like 6 or more months, I think, yeah, I read. And how can you build a narrative out of what you were shooting? Were you thinking about where to go, or were you relying on what the dogs were doing? Because this is, you know, you're not dealing with humans. You cannot tell them what to do, or please can you redo that? Please can you repeat this? So how was the creative process of it?
No, I mean, we really had to rely on the dogs. This was the only, this was the deal, I would say. As soon as we decided to do this film and as soon as we were ready to shoot, of course we were nervous, because could be they sleep for weeks and do nothing, and we are not lucky and we don't see anything and they don't accept us. So we had to build like a strong relation to them. And yeah, like always in documentary, patience was the key. We had to come again and again and again. And the more we spent time with them, the more we filmed with them, the less they take care about us, and the more we captured like scenes, movements, and whole storylines that created more and more a narrative. So I think in the middle of the shooting, we were almost like ready to trust in 90 minutes that are mainly like ruled by two dogs in the big city.
I mean, maybe these are kind of silly questions, but how did you choose the dogs to be the, which were the right ones?
You know, actually, we made kind of a casting.
Really. Yeah, exactly. I was wondering about it, but how is to cast a stray dog for a film?
Actually, in the first moment, it's a lot of fun because you meet lots of different dogs, not always friendly ones. Often they're a bit aggressive, others are very shy. So we were like driving around the city for really weeks and meeting so many different packs of stray dogs. And they're all very different. Like there are even packs which are with 15 dogs, super huge ones, living somewhere in the forest, really hidden. But we wanted to have dogs which are wild and very free, because there are also stray dogs who are very close to humans and really living with them. So this was one point, but they should be close enough to humans to allow us to film them. So not so shy. But then with these ones, yeah, of course we were looking for characters who are like strong characters and who you can recognize. And we met them, and like the main dog, he was very young when we met him the first time. He was still kind of a puppy. So we knew like a young dog has to to find out everything about life. He has to fight for his position in the pack. So there will be a lot going on, which is necessary for a film. So with him, we were really happy. And then, of course, if you have a dog with an injured leg who is a very sweet guy, it's clear that he can make a good character out of that. But also the location was very important, because we mainly found a few dogs. Not like when we went to this place, we found this bar. And it was such a lively place, which is in the film often featured, a bar mm-hmm. from people from Kyrgyzstan and illegal immigrants to Moscow. So this was something also which catched us very much. And then we met these beautiful dogs there.
Yeah. So, I mean, the dogs were like always localized more or less in the same area. So it was easy for you to find them.
Yeah.
You did not have to run after them around town. They were more or less leaving in the same area.
Yeah, so. It's kind of 1 square kilometer where they really have mm-hmm. their territory, and they have a kind of fixed sleeping place, and if they're not there, then they have been at the bar. So we could kind of find out, like you find humans.
My next question is about this. You are portraying the life of these dogs, and you're portraying the world through the eyes, and also the height of the dogs, because everything is shot from the dog's perspective. Was there something that caught you about their relationship with us? Because you know we know how to relate with them, but we don't know exactly how they think about what they think about us, because we don't know. We presume, you know, we talk with them in a way, and this, but we don't know exactly what is their reaction. Did you find out something specific that was a pattern for their behavior toward us while you were filming? I don't know.
Yeah, generally, this is really the point. This is why we made the film. We realized that we know so much about dogs as part of our world. I mean, nearly everyone has to say something about it. What this and this dog means to him. But it's very much one-sided. So we were really wondering how a world would look like where we are in a dog's world. In their world, in their city. And as you see in the film, there is a Moscow, a dog's Moscow existing. There's also a dog's daily existing, or a dog's Bucharest. So this is the key. And we thought that it's really like they're very sensitive, of course, especially when they're on their own. So they have to know us humans so well. And we were very often amazed. You can also see it in some scenes in the film. They know so much about some human who might encounter them in the next 5 minutes. They see him very distant. And they somehow, because this is how they survive, they somehow read this person so mm-hmm. clearly. So in the shooting, this was the thing for us. They were always one step ahead. And this was nice. I mean, this caught a lot of, like, we had to trust them again. But it was just beautiful to see that very often situations that we could not understand in shooting, we realized, they were already in the way of understanding it and reacting.
I was wondering, you follow those dogs, and their life as stray dogs is not exactly an easy life. So they have some rough times. There are some rough scenes, actually, in the film. Did you ever feel like wanting to help them, to step in to solve problems or to help them out, not to have a better life? I don't know. That would probably be invasive for their life and for the film, but you know the pulsion of helping out a dog is like very human.
No, I mean for me personally, not. There were some moments because the two main dogs, you see it in the film, they really fight a lot. It's so much about their position. It's so much about their relation. So they fight, and there were a lot of moments when I felt like, "Whoa, come on, guys! It's really again." And I felt like, as I watch two humans fight, I also cannot stand it. But honestly, it's more the opposite. When we came back from shooting, it was not easy for me to see a dog on a leash in Vienna, where we live. Mm-hmm. This was more painful. And there was, for me personally, never a moment in shooting when I felt like these two dogs, in a way, they really need me for what we humans call help or something.
Yeah, probably you're right. Probably it's just a different conception of life. That I mean, of their life, or what we think should be the good one. Maybe for them, it's much better being a stray dog than a house dog. I don't know.
Yeah, they can choose their ways. They can choose with whom they spend time. Mm. And so this choice, we really like to see that they're like so free. But of course, there are like dogs out there on the street, also in Moscow, which are really suffering, and which need help. But yeah, like it's not our position. We're filmmakers, but they're like, we really adored because we met so many people who really helped them strongly, and of course we tried to help the puppies in the end who are dying. We took out one of those puppies in the like when he was already quite ill, and we brought one to the vet. The other one were hiding so much, so we could not take them.
Yeah.
And so the vet made some blood surgery, like blood tests, and they found out that it really was like now is the storytelling that it was on purpose and the dogs were poisoned. So in this moment, of course, like we helped and we stepped in.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks a lot. And to Elsa Kremser and Levin Peter, the directors of Space Dogs here at the Torino Film Festival for the International Documentary Competition. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.